an important news tip, contact us through our Facebook, Twitter, or email us at news@citr.ca.
You can subscribe to our podcast and listen to our latest interviews and segments on our website, citr.ca/radio/news/101. You can also find great content on our SoundCloud and Mixcloud pages. For more independent news, join us next Friday at 5 p.m. for another edition of News 101. Today's broadcast was produced by Sahara Saf and Andrew Seal. From the entire news team at CITR, thank you for listening.
Come see and take part in the Vancouver Improvised Music Meeting 2017, Thursday, March 23rd at the China Cloud, Friday, March 24th, and Saturday, March 25th at the Western Front. Additionally, there will be a public workshop on Saturday, March 25th at the Western Front with dancer Barbara Bourget and bassist Torsten Moeller. Ticket information can be found at vim.brownpapertickets.com.
Do you want to go to a party with me?
No, the game's on.
Oh, I almost forgot. I'll be right there.
We like sports and we don't care who knows. From shooting hoops to the Super Bowl.
Do you like sports and don't care who knows? Then CITR Sports needs you. If you like sports, are into radio, or generally just want to have a great time, then come join us. Email our sports coordinator at sports101@citr.ca to find out more, or come by the station in the new sub. See you soon.
Watch, because I'm the man.
Are you interested in Indigenous issues?
Are you down with decolonization?
Do you have something to say?
Or have a topic to share?
We have just the thing.
Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective.
We're a team of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people.
I'm Niska from my mother.
From the Tahltan Territory.
I'm a settler from Washington State.
I'm from the Qualicum and Musqueam First Nations.
I am Quechua Indigenous from Saraguro, Ecuador.
We broadcast from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land
of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Whatever you want to talk about, we're into it.
Everyone is welcome, no experience necessary. Unceded Airwaves airs Mondays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Unceded Airwaves.
We want to hear your story.
Would you like to get updates on your smartphone in an emergency, even if a cell tower is down? It is possible if the FM chip is activated in your phone. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Bluer than a Bombay, blew me like Pompeii, blew me like Pompeii. straight to Walt Disney. Up in the club, fuck golfing with the frisbee. Swim with the dolphins, sharks can't get me. 360, 5 alive, 24 blunts, young chiefa. Sutherland, hotter than the motherland. On a boat out in Summerland, flow so stupid. Never been a dumber man. Jeff Daniels, mesh sandals, fresh Stanfields. Stress as real, pressure to my life, but it's not the end. 2012, rap shallow, never get the bends. But we got the blends, and we got the links. And a flock of hands, pocket full of stinks. Cooling with my friends, cooler full of drinks. Sip Hawaiian, same color as a hyperlink. Bluer than a Bombay, bluer than a Bombay. Blew me like Pompeii, blew me like Pompeii. Blow the whistle, Coach Bombay. Blowing palm trees, sipping on a Pompeii. Bluer than a Bombay, bluer than a Bombay. Blew me like Pompeii, blew me like Pompeii. Blow the whistle.
Make some noise for Tristan Wheeler and Jack Lamming.
Whoa.
Radio Pizza Party. What do you do?
Yeah.
What do you not? Make it louder.
Make it louder.
Woo. I'm hungry. Let's start the show.
Welcome to Radio Pizza Party, the show on CITR 101.9 FM.
Yes, it is a show on CITR 101.9.
On the unceded territories of the Musqueam peoples at the University of British Columbia. It is here. It is March 24th, and this is our fourth episode. 1 month.
1 month. We've been doing it for a month. It's been the longest month of my entire life.
I am, of course, Tristan Ashley Larry Wheeler.
I'm Jack Lamming, not going to have any nickname this week.
Jack Shaft.
And our guest this week is Mahan the Whirling Dervish Lamont. And can you give us an insight into why you're whirling so much?
It's been a rough week. You got to keep moving. You got to keep spinning.
Spinning in that chair.
Yeah. So, Tristan, why don't you tell us the whole deal with our show? What do we do every week?
The topic of our show is we take a random topic out of a hat with our guest. He draws it, and we discuss it. We have segments, and we have fun games, and everything is coming up Milhouse.
It's all coming up Milhouse, and we try to surprise our guests with different things.
Fun little things, fun little games.
It's going to be really tough because, Mahan, you've listened to our show before, right?
Might want to speak into that mic, Mahan.
That would be much appreciated.
Right down the barrel. You can move it around, too.
Yeah, you can bring it towards you or push it away. But I'd prefer if you didn't push it away because we need to hear you.
Yes.
Tristan, how's your week been?
My week has been pretty good. Went to a open mic comedy last night.
And how'd that go?
Not very many people laughed.
Is it one, like, less than five?
Maybe, yeah, probably like that.
That's really sad. Mahan, how was your week?
Ah, it's good. I work, and it's pretty boring.
Where do you work, Mahan?
I work at Rocky Mountain Bicycles as a mechanical engineering intern, which basically means I'm their slave, and I'm gaining skills that would let me build IKEA furniture.
Awesome. and as I understand, you're heading to a flight after this. Where's that flight going?
Yeah, I'm heading to Negril, Jamaica at 10:30. So I'm going to hang out with you guys for an hour here and then rip on over there to this resort.
You're really making the most of your last few hours in Canada. You're going on to a student radio show.
Yeah. Woo! I felt kind of bad for you guys.
We were already scraping the barrel by bringing this guy out from, what was it, Revision Bicycles? I didn't pay attention.
Who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
All right. Should we get the show started and pick our topic?
I think that is an excellent idea.
Should you play us that theme song?
Oh, you know I love playing that theme song. That theme song. All right, Mahan, you're the one who gets to pick the topic.
Wait. Hey, oh boy.
Here we go. Wait, what? Yeah.
Jack, let's pick a topic.
All right. What have we got?
The topic is Halloween, a special subject close to both Jack and I's heart.
Yes, well, me and Mon have shared a few Halloweens together.
Halloween, spooky.
Yes,
Spooktober.
I'm seeing a theme here with the dervish name.
Why? Why? I don't get it.
Can you explain that?
No, I actually can't explain that on public radio.
Okay.
Mahan has a questionable history with dervishes.
Either the small tornado or the Islamic sect. He just doesn't have a good thing with dervishes, even though it's your nickname. So, Mahan, how do you feel about Halloween?
Yeah, just in general. What is your experiences with when I say Halloween, what do you think?
When I say Halloween, you say Halloween.
I don't know. I loved Halloween as a kid. It was one of my favorite.
Loved.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well,
I think
you
shouldn't.
But no, it was awesome. I loved candy. I was a chubby little kid. I'd love to go to people's houses and hang out in Whistler and get a bucket and do laps. But it's still pretty good.
Yeah. Sprint. So the way Halloween in Whistler worked, I lived on Balsam Way, which is like the main Halloween
ladies
strip. It was basically a kilometer loop of houses.
Yeah.
And every single house did big decorations, except for my house, and tons of candy.
Scrooges of Halloween, the landings.
Parents would come around in the week before and give out tons of candy to all the houses. And people would come in on buses every year to bring their kids there to trick or treat.
Wait, parents would bring candy
to the houses? Basically like the sort of homeowners association type thing.
Oh, okay.
Would take donations in the year and they'd just buy tons of candy for super cheap, and they'd come in and just drop off boxes to everyone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was right next to the elementary school, so they just shut down the whole neighborhood. Like, no cars could drive anywhere near it. And
Well, you could. You'd spend a lot of time in prison.
Yeah. You go slow. But
so they really feel it.
It was awesome. Like, some people would go all out. It was like a movie set.
They'd give away awards every year for the best house. It was really cool.
There was like some of the houses to walk up to. You'd just have to spend like 3 minutes just to get to the
gate. Oh,
because
they had so much stuff?
Yeah, it was like a maze.
It was
like,
really cool.
It would be like almost a haunted house at like every second or third house, like full on. And they had fireworks after. Whistler, we didn't have fireworks at Canada Day. We had fireworks at Halloween, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, and we never had fireworks at Canada Day because the town is a matchbox. Sorry, a tinderbox when it's that, like in the summer. You were not allowed to have any sort of... You can barely light a cigarette in the summer.
Yeah, it's a tinderbox. You couldn't swipe right, left, or up.
That was terrible.
In terms of my Halloween, I was from small town, and there were a few areas where you kind of would go to because you knew that was like the good places to go. I remember just down the road, these people like would put like the same sort of thing, like a castle like facade. In front of their house.
Yeah.
And then you'd go and they'd have like people like they had this I remember this guy who had like he's kinda like in a straight jacket and he was like in this little cage and stuff and he was like wiggling around like a little snake. And it was scary, and then I remember I was too scared to go with my dad, and my dad was like, "Come on," and then
"Come on."
Yeah, and then I remember he's like, "This is just a statue." And then he put his arm around it, and then the creature put his arm around my dad.
Damn, your dad's in
that.
And he was like,
That seems scarring.
It was, and then I never saw my dad again. They took him away. He was like, "Help me," as they were bringing him into the door.
The next day, it was just a regular house.
Yeah. Like, there was no house there, actually.
What?
Yeah, it was just gone. Like, it was
the
like
people
a,
that
it
took
like
your dad
was
Child
lot?
Protective Services.
And they just left him there on the street on Halloween.
That's not very protective.
Oh, we grabbed the wrong person.
I feel like we talk about my dad a lot on this show.
We do, because he is our most reliable listener. Hey, yeah. Dwayne, what's up? Halloween is obviously very different as an adult than as a kid. There's a lot more alcohol.
Well, you have a kid? Jack has a kid.
Yeah,
that
like
was Halloween's
fault. I celebrate Halloween a lot differently than my kid. He's like 16. We do completely different things. Tristan, what is your most memorable Halloween thing as an adult?
Not much. I remember I dressed up as Justin Trudeau, and that was people like that.
Oh, that's right. Who you were. I thought you were Mr. Rogers.
Who were you this year?
What was I this year? I actually can't remember. What was I?
Did you come to my party?
Yeah, I did. I was a Playboy bunny.
Right. That's yeah. what it was.
Yeah. I had fishnets and stuff. Mahan, you weren't there, were you?
No, I don't go to
you lived
school.
In Victoria.
Yeah, you were in Victoria. But you're in here. You were in Vancouver now. That's why I thought that.
Yeah. Who were you for Halloween? Or what? Let's not confine it to people. You could be a door.
Oh.
Or the doors.
I was Jared Fogle.
What?
Wow. That's quite the costume.
It was pretty easy. I had quadruple XL pants on and a big belt to tie it all together. Yeah. Don't go as Jared Fogle for Halloween.
Yeah, that's a problematic Halloween costume.
Damn. Did you get comments? Were people just like, did you lose a lot of weight and not, were you the Subway spokesman?
Yeah, but I don't think that was the main issue with that costume.
I don't think his being the Subway spokesman is now
like, oh my God, are you dressed as the Subway spokesman?
How dare you?
I hate that guy.
Nobody was just really mad that they went on the Atkins diet and they didn't lose any weight. That was not the issue people had with that.
The Subway diet, that they're like, I didn't lose any weight. I actually gained weight. And the salt is too much salt in their subs.
You're not a fan of Subway?
I'm not.
Let's give a quick shout out to Subway. Subway.
I think they have enough advertising.
Let's shout out to Quiznos.
Well, they've got some bad PR right now. They found
more like
what,
Quiz. Like... Yes. They did have some issues. Subway did have some issues in the UK.
Basically perpetually and everywhere. Mm-hmm. They're just finding more and more artificial things in their bread. What they find, it was here.
Yeah, they're suing the Canadian government for something. Because
really? They're suing the CBC.
CBC looked into it and they found out that it wasn't actually completely chicken.
It was like a bunch of soy filler. Yeah. Oh.
But they're arguing that it's still a chicken product. Like, there is some chicken.
I usually get that chicken teriyaki when I'm there.
I usually get the pizza melt with cheese.
Oh, God. Mahan, please pick a better one than that.
I'm a meatball sub guy.
We're going to a break.
All right. We will see you guys in a minute.
And I just want to say that because Mahan is going to Jamaica, we picked old reggae for this episode's music, just in solidarity with Mahan.
Solidarity, like the Polish Workers Union.
All right. And here we go.
Thank you. into my eyes. The last Sunday of every month from 11 to 5. I want you here with me.
Nothing goes together better than live music and a beer. Or two. Or five. Wait a minute. An estimated 886,000 Canadians age 15 and older abused or were dependent on alcohol in 2012. 1 in 7 Canadians aged 15 years and older experience verbal, emotional, and physical abuse as a result of another person's drinking. Make sure a fun night out doesn't ruin everyone else's, or your own. If you see yourself or someone you know slightly off key, help everyone out and step in. After all, you want to be able to remember the show tomorrow morning.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Radio Pizza Party on 101.9 CITR.
FM.
FM, not AM. If you're on AM, you're not on the right
for
channel.
My friends, FM.
That was awful. So the idea of Radio Pizza Party is we pick a topic out of a hat and we discuss it with our friends and guests. And today we have Mahan, the Whirling Dervish Lamont. And today we're talking about Halloween. And Tristan, I think you had something to talk about for Halloween.
I had a question to ask. So I thought a good question. Best Halloween costume you've ever orchestrated on yourself?
When I was a kid, I lived in Mexico, the Sunshine State. And for Halloween, my mom always liked to get very creative. And I was way too small to get to like fight back. So she made me into a present.
Oh, yeah.
And the present consisted of a cardboard box about...
The present. That's a very abstract.
Yeah, I know. It's very weird. I was also Jack in the Box a couple years later, so she's not very creative.
It was
a giant cardboard box around me with a head hole and, like, suspenders.
Okay.
And I remember she spent forever making it, and then I went to a school thing, and everybody made fun of it, so I, like, kicked it to pieces.
Oh, that's so mean.
I know. I was a terrible 8-year-old. Oh. And then I was a dragon for a couple years, and then I've been Marty McFly for 2 years in a row, which sucks because Halloween's my favorite holiday. Anyway, Mahan,
what about yourself?
It's yours.
My mom was always super into making costumes. Like, mm-hmm. I never had a store-bought costume growing up.
Yeah.
It was pretty awesome. I was like 4 or 5 years old, I want to say, and she made me this full Formula One racing suit.
Oh, cool.
With like all the sponsors, and it was a Ferrari. So I guess I was technically Michael Schumacher, which was super cool. Like,
yeah,
my dad,
that's awesome.
Loved
that's amazing.
Him. And it was just, it was such a cool suit. You see it, and it had like every ad was perfect, and it was just down to every single detail. She was always really creative. Mm-hmm. So like, I'm
Shout
terrible
out.
At making that though. Like, I can never think of a costume.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty good. I remember once I was probably about 7 years old, and my parents and me made this awesome, awesome Frankenstein costume.
How is it? What was it made of? Why was it so awesome?
Well, we made the shirt. It was like a ratty shirt, but we put hockey pads underneath the shirt, so it looked like I had like these huge shoulders.
Yeah.
And then like put the bolts, and I was green. It's like one of the better costumes. And then I dressed up as Justin Trudeau a couple years ago. And
that wasn't very good, though.
It wasn't very creative, but it worked because you looked exactly Justin Trudeau. Like now you just look like Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
I don't know who that is.
I have a little different story with a Halloween costume. Mm-hmm. It's one that's been worn in my family several times. It's a bear costume. It's pretty good. Even one of your previous guests, when we were very young, we were a little small for it, so we went in on top of each other's shoulders and proceeded to have my sister tie up the strap on the back. So we were walking around the house on top of each other's shoulders, and we decided like, oh, let's go towards the stairs. And there's like, no. In like other words, we found out my mom has fast reflexes. She ran like
caught us before we went down the stairs. I think
you weren't like you didn't fall up the stairs. You would have fallen all the way down the stairs, tied together in a bear costume.
And like
you guys would have not survived that day. Your mother saved you both of your lives.
I think one of us couldn't see because we were on top of each other's shoulders. Oh, yeah. So it was the one on top saying,
the walking one.
Whoever was on top was telling the other one to walk towards the staircase. So
who was that? Okay, Mahan.
I'm gonna guess it was Ben on the top.
I'm gonna guess it was Mahan. Mahan's the troublemaker.
No, it was Ben.
I don't remember.
Oh, come on.
We may have fell down the stairs.
is that
why you
changing.
Don't remember?
Exactly.
All right, well, Jack, you're going to quickly just read something for the station
here.
We have a quick
ad.
And then, Mahan, you won't
do
mind quickly doing a quick reading for the station, would you?
Yeah, like an ad read?
Okay.
It's just a script.
Yeah, he's going to do
I
his and then he'll do
in
yours.
Advance.
Yeah, no
Yeah, worries. It's okay, listeners. Mm-hmm. So first, it's for Bamonti's. It is on 10th and Alma. It's an Italian restaurant. They their specials this week are the veal piccata, their spaghetti bolognese. Spaghetti bolognese. And if you bring in this flyer somehow, or you mention Radio Pizza Party, you get 10% off.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So
that's pretty awesome.
I think it would be pretty amazing.
Yeah, and Mahan, do you want to read the other one there?
Here's our other ad. Just read it out.
Just read
please.
It out loud, please.
Are you tired? Coins.com is a new service from the people who brought you sweaters.com and that old guy that stares at you in the gym bathroom. He's friendly, and if you got to know him, he's ooey gooey and hot dog chewy. Coins.com offers a new service where you can give us money and we will mail you coins. You might be wondering, how much coins? What currency? Will they be an equivalent amount? Where am I sending this? What are you doing to my credit card info? What have you done with my wife and kids? And we'll reply, you'll do. All the logistics will be figured out by the time we set up our bank accounts in Panama. Sometime in Donald Trump's fifth term. Oh. Enter code FARTSOUP for 30% extra on your first order. It may be your last.
Thank you, Mahan.
Coins.com.
Thank you. That was a word from our completely legitimate sponsor,
and
Coins.com.
Totally inexistent sponsor.
Who, I hope, because they're probably a real website, is not very litigious.
Maybe That's I should satire. Do some research before.
We should have.
So our topic today is Halloween. If you're just tuning in and you decided to keep listening after that fiasco, we pick a topic out of a hat and we discuss it. It's a surprise to all of us, me and Jack know what's in the hat, but we don't know what's going to come out from the
It's like having
choosing.
A child.
It's like having a child. You know there's something in there, but you don't know what it's going to be.
All right.
Yeah.
Mahan, do you have something to say about that?
Plowing through. I'm not going to let Mahan talk. Mahan,
good choice.
You and I have spent many Halloweens together in our lives.
Like two.
Yeah, two. But we have one in particular that was quite the memorable experience. We were in Victoria. It was our first year of university.
Mm-hmm.
And we left a party. We were both... Mahan had been...
That was
been,
fun.
He'd been cutting a rug inside this party. He stole a mannequin.
I borrowed a mannequin.
Borrowed.
Wait, the party had a mannequin, though.
There was a mannequin at the house, yeah.
They had, like, a library of mannequins where you check them out.
This sounds like a horror
It was on the
building.
Dewey Decimal System. It was massive. It was a big underground lair.
This sounds like a horror.
Anyway, we go into this house. Well, we leave this house. My phone doesn't have a SIM card. Mahan's phone is dead. We are somewhere in the suburbs of Victoria. And Mahan just goes, this way, and he points in a direction.
I usually have a very strong internal compass.
But you know when you get an ear infection, you just fall over all over the place? Apparently that's what happens to your sense of direction when you get drunk.
Yes.
And we start going. We're walking. Like 25 minutes later, I go, Mahan, I don't think this is right.
No, you did not say it like that. There was a lot more anger.
We are
censoring ourselves for the radio audience.
I'm trying to calm myself down right now in the studio, but it's a lot.
It was a strongly worded message.
Yeah.
It was direct.
And we're just walking in circles. Mm-hmm. We're like walking through back alleys.
Basically. No, we were like, it was a main street. There was like four lanes on that road, which was,
we got deep into the suburbs at one point.
Yeah, but in hindsight, I figured out where that road would have taken us. That would have taken us to the ferry terminal, which if you don't know Victoria.
It's a long way. We left the party at around 1. We would have got there for sunrise.
We would have made the ferry to Vancouver.
Yeah.
Would have been good. First ferry.
We could have come and got some breakfast. And
breakfast.
Anyway, I go, you know what? I'm going to figure this out. I'm just going to go into that house and ask them to call us a cab. And I go and I knock on the door.
You did not knock. You did not knock.
No, I knocked.
What a horrible decision.
I was
the
worst.
It's like 2 in the morning?
It was late. It was it was probably past 2. We were walking a long time.
He knocked.
And I knock and I knock and they aren't answering.
And there are there lights on in the house?
There are lights on. Okay. Like, there's obviously somebody in there.
It was like one of those modern houses where you look in the window and you can see everyone's like hanging out in the living room.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So that's why we went
there. And I just go, you know what? I'm just going to commit a felony. So it's like I'll walk in.
Statute of limitations.
I'll walk in. It was 10 years ago. Call me a cab. And I walk in and these two middle-aged Iranian women just run up to me screaming in my face, like, what are you doing? Why are you in my house? Oh, my God. And I'm just like, I mean no harm. Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Can you please call us a cab? Our phones are dead. And they just keep screaming. And then one of their daughters comes down the stairs, and she's like, we've been calling cabs for an hour for ourselves. There's no cabs. I'm like, thank you very much. I will be taking my leave now. And I tipped my hat and walked out the door.
I'll have you know, like, I even in my state, I knew that was a bad idea. And
Mahan makes bad ideas.
I didn't even, walk onto their property line. Like, I did not step over the curb. I'm like, I'm not involving myself in this whatsoever. And Jack just beelined it straight to the door. I'm like, okay.
And then we ended up, we were lost for another good little bit.
Like,
and then
half an hour.
And then we walked to the road, and this car just pulls up, and the door opens, and this guy goes, are you guys going to UVic? Now, if we were anything other than white guys, that would be a huge alarm. We just hop in. This wonderful man named Yusuf drives us to the parking lot and drops us off. Turns out he was Mahan's neighbor.
No, he moved in next semester, and I didn't learn.
Oh, yeah, you didn't find out.
Yeah, I didn't find out until the exam week of the next semester that Yusuf was living next door with my friend from Whistler. Funny story.
Wow.
It's insane. That was our Halloween.
I remember I was probably about grade 6 or maybe grade 6 or 7. And no, it's not a similar like party story, but we were hanging out at Bryce's house in Castlegar.
Shout out to Bryce.
And I believe Aiden and a few other people were there.
No shout outs to Aiden and a few other people.
Maybe Donald was there.
The Donald?
Yeah,
the Donald.
The Donald.
What
yeah,
was
Donald
he doing
Trump.
In Castlegar?
He was just like, I want to see the people. This isn't an episode of Impressions.
He heard
by
everyone
the way.
Had really large hands there, so he wanted to see it for himself.
He wanted to steal them.
But I remember that was we went there. We did our trick or treating because we were still at that age where it was still kind of like, cool to do trick or treating. And I remember someone brought a beer, a single beer,
just one,
the golden beer.
It was like a potluck.
Yeah. And I was like a little law abiding like child. Like I would get in trouble for telling on kids. When I was
you
like in kindergarten.
Snitch?
I hate
you. Yeah.
You, I'm about to give you stitches.
So we go into like this ditch behind a construction site.
My God.
It's like Stand By Me.
Beer. Was anybody run over by a train?
I think we had to jump off of a bridge into a thing and we found Kiefer Sutherland's body. Is that what happens in that movie? No.
No, Kiefer Sutherland wakes up from his dead state and walks them home.
Of course. Yes. He's like, hey, I got you.
That's
like
a great
Jesus.
Impression.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Halloween
go on.
Jesus.
So, yeah. So then they're like, a couple of the people were drinking the beer. And like, so everyone has like, I didn't have any because I was too law-abiding citizen.
Snitch.
But the other people did. I won't say who, but I already mentioned a few names.
Yeah, you already did.
Like Adler, Danald.
Adler?
Adler, that was his name, right?
But yeah, I remember they were like drinking this one beer and they were like, man, I'm so drunk, you know, like that kind of kid stuff.
Yeah.
When I was like,
and I was
eight
like, oh my God, they're gonna get in so much trouble. And then I remember we stayed up way too late. It was like 4 o'clock in the night, and I was getting mad because I wanted to go to sleep, and I started crying.
How old were you again?
Like 12 or 13.
Dude, you were hardcore. I remember my parents would give me sips of beer when they were like, when I was 8 or 9.
I didn't even like the taste.
That explains
ever.
A lot.
I didn't like the taste, but they were like, hey, try this.
You're characterizing your parents.
And yeah, that's like, yeah, that's, my dad
they don't listen.
My dad sounds like Dax Shepard.
That's all you can remember. They may have been feeding you beers from a younger age.
True.
You know.
That's why from 1 to 8, dead zone. No memories.
Great movie.
It was a great movie. Great memories. Great. Should we play a game?
Sure. Yeah. Which game did you want to play?
Which game do we have on the list?
We could do. Would you
rather? No.
You know you're not just whispering to me. The whole.
Hey, Jack. Mahan, just tune out for a sec. Would you rather?
Let's do it.
All right, Mahan, we're going to play a little game called Would
You Rather?
Rather.
Would you rather want to hurt me? Would you rather want to make me cry?
My heart is shaking.
Would you rather want to burn me? Would you rather want to see me fly?
Well, and it just stops just like that. Wonderful.
It just stops dead.
And there's about, like, 20 seconds of just dead silence on the track. Like,
amazing.
I really dropped the ball
you
on that.
Biffed it.
So we have a few would you rathers sent in from some close friends.
We would never name names,
we
Nick.
Would never ever name some nicknames. But we have some, so I'll tell them here. So this one's a little strange depending on who, like, just, I think.
Just say it.
I think it's meant for me to read it out loud, but we'll change it around. You know
okay.
what I mean? Because, okay. Would you rather every time you tell a lie, Jack's nose grows, or every time Jack lies, your nose gets fatter but not longer? So I don't know if Jack can answer this.
So
maybe say it's like me.
Wait,
from
okay,
Jack.
So it reverses.
So it's
I
a,
think
it's
for
a
anybody.
Would you rather?
But my it's the same thing, and then I'll just change it around so your nose would get longer every time I lie,
no,
and then
no.
every time he
yeah,
lies,
yeah,
mine
yeah.
gets.
He being Mahan, you're pointing.
Yes,
to.
Yes, Mahan, yeah. that is you. I'd say that every time I lie, Mahan's nose gets fatter, but what would it just, would his head turn into like a yeah. basketball of nose?
Well,
I
think
could
the nose
keep,
could, yeah, you could keep lying and his
does
nose could
just
keep
widen,
growing.
Or does it, like,
fat.
Would it,
I don't know,
would it wrap around
too?
Or extend like, off the side of his face?
Or does it like start going back into your head?
I don't think, oh, I don't
like
think
it curls it, back around
like
a
pigtail. I don't think Nick really thought about the logistics of this.
No, I think, but I think. Because when your nose gets longer, it doesn't like go like curve around your face. It just sticks straight out, right?
I
so
know,
I think we should
fatter is a bit different.
I think we should put the same rules, and then it grows
but,
like off of your face.
Or
lengthwise.
Does it grow out like a pig's nose? Like a snout?
So if I lied
no,
and,
longer,
if
I
lied
I
enough, Mahan's head would
I'm
look
confused.
Like a hammerhead shark.
Yes,
I'm gonna lie a lot. Okay, Mahan, go.
Mahan, so would you rather every time you tell a lie, Jack's nose grows, or every time Jack tells a lie, your nose gets fatter but not longer? I don't know. I feel like
wait,
this
doesn't
such
make
a
any sense. That sounds like there's one obviously good option and then the other one is
yeah,
terrible. Yeah. Like the one only affects Jack and it's like I'm not that considerate of a person where I'm like, oh yeah, I would way rather take one for the team and have my nose get fatter. I guess I would have Jack's nose.
I would have Jack's
grow
nose grows.
Pinocchio. Yeah.
Jack's nose grows.
That's the name of our new segment,
our new
Jack's Nose Grows.
Jack's Nose Grows, where he talks about nose news and all sorts of things. here's another would you rather. Would you rather wait for our lives to be over or have a bear surprise you every day for a year?
What?
Wait,
what
wait
bear?
For what? Like
what?
I can never do anything?
Would you?
what type of bear? Like a grizzly? Like
I think we can assume. Like,
does it randomize every day? Like one day, I have a polar bear just surprise me.
Yeah, like I think that's a good
and
randomized
like,
bears.
It's like actual bears. Like it couldn't happen to be a koala too.
Yeah,
that would
it
be
had to be
sweet.
like a one you'd find in like the Canadian wilderness or like not like.
Good
a,
God, I'd rather wait for my life to be over.
I do like black bears.
The third
would
day?
You, no. Would you rather wanna wait? For your life to be over.
Wait, so I can't wait?
Wait, what's up?
Like, I just, life goes on as normal, but I want to wait.
Yeah.
I always feel rushed.
Would you
rather have that
I'll say,
than get mauled by a bear?
It's not necessarily a maul, it's a surprise.
Yeah, but every day for a year? out of 365 chances, I'm getting mauled one of those times.
It's surprising you. It's not necessarily mauling you.
Like, when you're walking through the woods and you see a bear, that's a surprise. That's a bear surprise.
Is the bear surprised as well? Because that's the big thing.
I think the bear is not surprised. He knows what he's doing.
All right. That's what Michael Allen taught us at our school.
Yeah.
You don't want to scare the bear.
No scare bear. No. He was like, don't give him the scare bear.
Well, don't
you
scare the bear by like being loud and stuff? Or is that just kind of knowing where you are?
Yeah, but you got to be like really calm. And it's got to know you're there.
He'd be like, bear, bear, bear. You can't do that?
No. You looked really excited.
I was. I realized I should get more animated in the studio for the audiences.
Yeah, that's going to be great. Get animated for radio.
So,
all right, Mahan, you pick.
I'll repeat it one more time. Would you rather want to wait for our lives to be over or have a bear surprise you every day for a year?
Wait, you have to wait, though.
But you have to.
No. Would you rather want to wait? You don't wait, but you want to wait.
Would you rather live your life like normal?
But you're always really rushed.
Yeah. Or you're just aware of your impending doom constantly.
You want to wait for those of your life.
I'll go with that one. Let's end that one.
All right. Tristan, did you pick? Did you want to wait?
I think I'll try the bear surprise. I like surprises.
All right.
Mix it up. That's a great choice.
Okay. Would you rather be a country star like Taylor Swift or, I said, a hop, a hippie, a hop, a rocket, a bang, bang, boogie. I say up, jump, the boogie, into the rhythm of the boogie, the beat. Now, what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are going to try to move your feet. See, I am one to Mike, and I like to say hello to the black and the white and the red and the brown and the purple and the yellow. But first, I got a bang, bang, boogie, the bat, jump, the boogie, then a bang, bang. Let's rock, you don't stop. Uh-huh. Rock
you
the rhythm, let's stop. Your body
rocking,
phones, heard my voice. But basically, it's the entire Rapper's Delight.
That was actually pretty impressive, but.
Wow.
Like, it's the entire lyrics. It's about
I'd rather be a country star.
At least they didn't
send
the B-movie script.
Before I choose. Can you repeat the question?
Would you rather
So the first one was rather be
a country star like Taylor Swift.
Like Taylor Swift.
Oh, not actually Taylor Swift.
Not Taylor
like
Swift.
Like her.
I don't want to be a snake.
You don't want to be a snake. Nobody does. I'd rather be Rapper's Delight. I've always wanted to be that song.
No, it's not you be that. It's just, or
no, you
I
do
said
all the actions.
The words go as follows.
You become the lyrics.
Yeah, like, no, it's not even that. It's like,
I become what the lyrics mean?
Okay, I'm just going to say the first couple lines. Would you rather be a country star like Taylor Swift, or I said a hip hop, the hippie, and then it goes.
I'd rather hip hop the hippie to the hippie to the hip hip hop, you don't stop a rockin'. That's what I'd rather be. Can I cut it off after the first line?
Yeah, I might have to look that up on Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, let's rap genius the whole song, you know, line by line.
It's basically, it's probably just like they just like rapping. Like that's like what that song is, I feel.
You feel?
I feel.
I don't know.
I haven't listened to it.
Let's keep going with more Would You Rather.
That's actually our last Would You Rather.
That's our last Would You Rather. Can you play us out?
Yeah, how about we go to
You're
our...
You're already played out.
Let's play it out, and then let's go to a song.
Let's go to a song. Do you want to play it out? No, we don't need to play it out.
Let's not play it out.
Yeah.
Tell me say one thing Nancy can understand. Who one thing Nancy can understand? One me, they might talk about me ambition. Say one me, who they might talk about me ambition. Come and say some of them ask me where me get it from. Tell some of them ask me where me get it from. I told them no, it's from creation. I told them no, it's from creation. Bam, bam, hey, who what? Don't.
Transcorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Tune in every Tuesday from 8 till 9 p.m. for Inside Out with your hosts AJK and Zia for exciting new dance music.
You are listening to Radio Pizza Party on 101.9 FM, CITR.
And where are we broadcasting from, Tristan?
Vancouver, the University of British Columbia.
That's good to know.
Good to know. We're here with Mahan, and of course, I'm Jack, and this is...
Tristan!
Let's mix that. I totally Remix. Screwed that up. Remix. I'm Tristan, he's Jack. Yeah.
Am I supposed to jump in there? Like, that was a little dead.
That was...
All right, thanks. That's been awkward silence.
Oh, silence.
Great work, Mahan. That was our best one yet.
Our best episode of the awkward silence. I think silent treatment is what I have it on here, but that works too. That was also the disturbed version of Sounds of Silence, which I hate.
All right, we have another game.
We have another game, which we have. It's a returning. I think last time it did so well.
It was fantastic. It was by far our best moment yet.
So it was impressions. So
let's roll that theme song.
Let's roll that theme song. I clear my throat in this song. That wasn't just me.
You said that last week, too.
I know. I just want it to be known.
We can go on together with impression minds.
Impression minds.
And we can build our dreams with impression minds.
I was trying very hard in that. So, Mahan, you know how this game works, correct?
Yeah, you do an impression apparently, just from listening to the last episode of the wrong person with the same first name.
yes. We just Evan. Go by first name. So Evan, it could be anybody named John.
Evan, who got Woody Harrelson and Woody Allen mixed up, which is a hell of a.
So yeah, what we do is for any new listeners. We go around, we say an impression, we each do a little quick impression
quick
of that
little
person,
impression, yeah.
And then we all vote on who did it the best.
Mahan, are you okay?
Mahan's having some trouble with his mic stand.
Just hold it. Yeah, just hold it. You're fine.
All right, anyway, let's get started with the impressions.
You can talk too, Mahan.
You're allowed to.
You're allowed to.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I can do that.
Great to hear from you.
Oh, great to be back. I'm happy you let me back into this.
All right. Who's our first impression?
First impression is Bob Dylan. So I'll.
Would you like to go first?
I'll rip into Bob Dylan.
Okay.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. It's me, Bob Dylan. It's almost like John Lennon.
That was like way too good of a singing voice.
John Lennon.
Okay, just stop. Just please stop.
That was
trash.
Bob Dylan. Okay. That was my impression that last bit.
Should I go?
Yeah, you can go.
All right. One second. How does it feel to be on your own?
Oh, that's good.
Like a rolling stone. With no direction, huh? That was my Bob Dylan.
Mahan,
give
hey,
it a go.
Hey, guys. All right, I'm going to play a song for you here. Oh, no.
I just heard that.
Oh, no, okay, I'll give you another go. I'll give you another go.
The thing is, I am aware of Bob Dylan's voice.
Okay.
But I don't know Bob Dylan's lyrics.
No, just
don't.
Just
do the voice. I was just doing that because I can't
think
of anything.
Hey, guys. Oh, all right. I've got a song for you. All right. One more. It's kind of a poem. It's not really a song.
It sounded very Southern. I've never heard of a Southern Bob Dylan.
I'm pretty sure Bob Dylan's from New Jersey.
You meant Bob Hope, right?
Are you doing Bob Hope?
No. There's probably like
Bob. There's probably some Bob from the South.
Yeah. I would say Jack did the best Bob Dylan.
Goddamn right.
Nobel laureate. Laureate.
I'm a Nobel laureate?
Yeah,
he won the Nobel Prize in Literature.
That was big news because people were like, that's not literature.
That was big news.
I don't know.
All right, anyway, let's move to our next impression.
I don't know where I stand on Bob Dylan.
This isn't our sub-podcast talking about books.
They're songs.
I don't know if he's a poet. I don't know. He wrote Must Be Santa Claus. I feel like that expunges everything. Okay.
Expunges.
Our next person is Jack Nicholson. You guys know who Jack Nicholson is?
I know every Jack.
Wait, that's Jack Nicholson. I know Jack Nicholson.
Okay, Jack Nicholson.
Like, the Shining Jack Nicholson.
Yeah. Okay, I'll do my Jack Nicholson. Hey, Danny. I got an axe to grind. Okay, that was my Jack Nicholson.
That was a great Jack Nicholson.
I pulled my hair back to make
it. You can't see that in the real world. All right.
To make it more Jack Nicholson.
Want to hear mine?
Yeah.
Hey, Morgan Freeman, I got a bucket list.
You're on it.
I got a bucket list and you're on it.
I'm going to kick your bucket.
I completely forgot he's in that movie.
Okay.
It's depressing. All right. Shit.
Come on. It's your turn. Go.
Here's Johnny. Is that it?
Yeah. That was it.
Wait, we didn't vote on the... Oh, wait, we did vote. I won the last
You
one.
Won, Bob
Who
Young.
Wins this round?
I'd
say as far as actual impressions...
I think Jack did pretty good.
Killing it. It's because I've been practicing those two all week.
Don't we get, like, participation medals? That's how this works, right?
Yeah, Mahan, you get the participation for most two impressions that are two different people that sound the most alike.
The general southerner.
All right, this one you actually may be able to get, Mahan. Our next one is George Bush, the ex-president. I imagine H-W?
W, not H-W. I was not alive when he was president.
Well, we weren't alive when Bob Dylan was in his heyday. Doesn't expunge that.
We also weren't alive when he was president, because he's never been president.
That's true. Maybe we will.
All right, let's just do George W. Bush.
What's a thing he said?
All I remember of George W. Bush is having the shoe thrown at him and him dodging it.
Okay. How would I do that? I'll do that scene.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's recreated on radio.
Okay. I'll do the sound effect. Don't throw your shoe. He was going to take off his shoe and throw it at me.
You know he didn't say anything when that happened.
No, I'll do it. I'll do an alternate
reality.
Are
you going to do like a screen direction?
Yeah. No, just trust me.
Okay.
I'll do like the whoo, like the shoe.
Okay.
All right. Whoo. Hey. You're throwing a friggin'.
You have been doing a Brooklyn accent for every one of these.
What does he? He's like, I'm the president of the United States. Whoa, that's a shoe.
I don't think he said anything.
Oh my
and, like,
God.
He just smirked at the guy. Like, his smile. He was so proud.
He gave him a sly wink. Like,
yeah, I was like,
you've bested me this time.
But I love, like, that was. Like, the guy probably got punished, doing an assassination attempt. But he threw a shoe. It was like, maybe it was a wooden shoe. Like, maybe it had a wood sole, but it feels like...
Just a disrespect.
I guess it was an Ultra Boost or, like, Air Jordans. Those wouldn't have hurt at all.
No, it just bounced off.
Maybe, or it could be a cowboy boot, right?
Oh, that would be, like, on him.
I don't know if an Iraqi man would
have
a
cowboy
boot. All right, Jack, it's my turn. Yeah.
I believe humans and fish can coexist peacefully.
Isn't that a quote from Harold and Kumar?
Nope, that is a legitimate quote that George W. Bush said in his first campaign. He got elected after saying that. Actually, you know what?
It's not surprising anymore.
Mahan, do yours quickly because we have a minute left.
We have a few minutes left here.
Can I, like, do the scene where he's... No, I can't
do that. The scene?
There are weapons of mass destruction in the Middle East.
Mahan has it.
Yeah,
that was good.
That was good.
I think we just need to pick more Southerners for Mahan because I think he's got a pretty good for that.
Can we get Emeril?
Emeril isn't. Oh, he's New Orleans. That really. Counts.
Regardless,
New Orleans.
He's like bam.
All right,
we should have had that. That was a good one.
All right, that has been impressions.
And
give
that has
give
been...
us like 5 seconds of that sweet.
That sweet impressions song.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which Tristan clears his throat in the song, not in the studio. Just to be clear,
because I wouldn't do that on air. This is Elvis Presley.
We can all right, go
that's about
on.
Good. We have so little
that's
time.
About good.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is about all the time we have for today.
Mm-hmm.
And Mahan, we have a tradition here. What we like to do is we go around, we each say a word, and that becomes the title of the episode.
Yeah.
And Tristan, why don't you start us off?
Well, I'll start us off. That's
new. We're getting crazy.
Mahogany.
Table.
Piano.
Mahogany, table, piano, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it here.
You heard it
last.
Here first. Last, middle, in between, everything wide and short. So this was Radio Pizza Party for our one-month anniversary. Thank you, everybody.
1 month.
Thank you, Mahan, for coming out. Mahan, have a great time in Jamaica.
Yeah.
That'll be awesome. And up next is African Rhythms with host David Love Jones, which is a killer name. And I think he actually owns a record shop. So.
Yeah, he does. He comes into my work all the time.
Yeah. So that's in about a half hour or so. So thank you for listening. Until then. What do we have like a sign off?
We apologize.
What you're looking for.